Now this Navaratri, 9 days of celebration, is an autumnal, the seasonal puja for us. And this time is exclusively meant for only worshipping. So people all, we don't keep in this month, we don't have any weddings, no socializing, no other social events we keep, no other special occasions. This month is exclusively, this time autumn season, exclusively only for puja, worshipping. Now worshipping Ishvara as a whole. In India this time, we will not, no weddings, no other celebrations, no socializing events, nothing else. They'll keep only exclusively for the puja. So everywhere people are geared, no, just to be with Bhagavan this time until Monday. Monday is a full moon. Starts with the new moon and until the whole this fortnight, Paksha, this particular month, the autumn in Indian, this is called Sharat Kalaha. In Sanskrit language, autumn season is called Sharat Kalaha. So this is called Sharat Kala Puja, autumnal worshipping. So the Amavasya is the dark, new moon day is a very dark day. And then here, that day onwards, no, in the 9 days we worship. Why 9 days? Nine stands for Ishvara, the whole. Number nine stands for the whole. So this 9 days, number nine stands for Ishvara, the whole. When you say Ishvara, the whole, the reality manifest is Ishvara. Ishvara means the Lord. I mean Lord in general. When I use the term Ishvara as a technical expression, see, Ishvara as a technical expression is Antaryami. Antaryami means what now? Where the whole jagat is unmanifest. The unmanifest universe, when you see the unmanifest universe as Ishvara, the Lord, when you see the unmanifest universe as the Lord, then you technically you call this as what? Ishvara. When you see the manifest subtle universe as Ishvara, then you call it Hiranyagarbha. When you see the manifest gross universe as the Lord, you call it Virat. So the manifest, seeing the manifest gross universe as the Lord is Virat, technically called Virat. Seeing the subtle, manifest subtle universe as the Lord is called Hiranyagarbha, technically called Hiranyagarbha. And seeing the unmanifest universe as the Lord, unmanifest universe is who? The Lord, Ishvara, the Lord. Then you call it Ishvara. This is technical expression. Otherwise, you simply say the Lord in general. The whole cosmos is manifest, unmanifest is always Ishvara when you say the Lord as the whole. So we number nine stands for Bhagavan the whole. So what was there before is now. What is now will continue to be there later on. Unmanifest was before unmanifest, undifferentiated. Now manifest and differentiated. Again manifest will become unmanifest. Again unmanifest will become manifest. Therefore it's a cyclic process, isn't it? We're going to see today in the class. Number nine. That is why the beauty of Navaratri is, on the ninth day, when it says Saraswati Puja day, but now all, everything subtle also, everything appreciate, you are the total manifestation on last day. We worship the living things and non-living things. Even a small pin also, we will not push it with our leg. You know, manifest Ishvara. Lord Ishvara for us, Bhagavan for us. Even a pin we will not push. A small, you know, small even nails, no, we will not push with the leg. Anything there we will bend and take and keep. And all our doors, lorries, wheels, steerings, Now everything will have the windows and everything will people wipe clean and wipe and paint and everything clean. Then we will dirty it with vibhuti, chandanam and kumkum and we'll put malas. All of our lorries and cars, every one of our cars, now evening, you will not take the cars and cyclists in children's play toys, everything will keep and we will do na puja evening. Mala, puja. Then we will keep them. Then we won't take the rest. Next day only they'll drive. Everything. The idea is, and there's something called golu in Tamil, we use it. It is actually, it's an exhibition of all that is available. All sorts of toys and dolls and everything we have. Suppose this year, Olympic 2012 London also would have come in the form of toys in India. We'll have all the people, all the program, the whole Olympics 2012 London also would have gotten in the form of toys. That will also be included in today, our puja. You know why? Everything is Ishvara. This is a small miniature universe. And what we'll do? Sarva rupamai devi, sarvam devi mayam jagat, ataha aham tam vishwarupam namami. Therefore, I bow to the devi who alone is in the form of this entire universe. Which means, when you say namami, I see Devi alone is there, who includes me also. I have already resolved my identity with Devi. Namami, namaha, when you say, you have resolved your individuality in totality. In your vision, Bhagavan alone is. Where are you? You have done namaskara. So namaskara implies what? Namaskara implies I offer myself to thee, O Lord. I offer myself to thee means what? It is called final offering. Offering of the offerer is the culmination of offering. Why? The offerer is offered to the Lord and offering cannot happen afterwards. Isn't it true? How can there be... See, the offerer himself is offered means, how can there be offering afterwards? Isn't it? For the act of offering to happen, there must be offerer. The offerer himself is offered. Then how can there be offering? Therefore, that is the culmination of the offering. That is the final offering. There cannot be any more offering happening. That is called Purnahutihi. Purnahutihi. Understand? Therefore, when people perform the ritual, it's called Purnahuti. We simply do namaskaram. Every time we do namaskaram, that is the actual implication. Namaha. When you say, I offer myself to thee, which means offering oneself to Ishvara implies resolving one's ahankara in Ishvara. Resolving one's ahankara in Ishvara implies understanding ahankara being not different from the Lord. Aham being consciousness, I being consciousness. Therefore, in that resolving identity, the offerer is offered means it is the purna ahutihi. Purna ahutihi means the act of offering comes to an end, becomes complete, with which offering? That offering is called Purnahutihi. Yaya ahutya ahutihi purna bhavati, sa ahutihi purnahutihi. That offering with which, by which, the act of offering becomes complete is called Purnahuti. Offer is offered. Understand? Which means when the whole Jagat Aham Namami, when you say Sarva Rupamai Devi, Sarvam Devi Mayam Jagat, Ataha Aham Vishwarupam Tam. No? Atoham Vishwarupam Tam Namami Parameshwarim. When you say, I offer. Which means, there is, everything is Ishvara, I am not Ishvara, or what? I am also is Ishvara. All that is here is only Ishvara, there is no second thing other than Bhagavan. That's the understanding. That is what I did when you all came on Thursday. Okay, I removed everything, finished. All differences are resolved in one reality. That's why the completion. This is a very, very highly philosophical the significance. So to make an ordinary person appreciate this fact, what they do, the poor children, how will they understand everything is Ishvara? They'll say, today keep all your notebooks, don't need to do homework, worship. Why? Books are all Saraswati, the Bhagavan. Don't bring all your toys and keep and then bow to them. Today, wash them, wipe them, keep them, keep the kum chandan. Why? Because once you wipe, chandan kumkum means Bhagavan. Children get that feeling. Then, okay, all your toys are Bhagavan. And nuts and bolts are Bhagavan. Bring cycle, car, scooter, everything is Bhagavan. Keep everything there.
Even broom. Hmm? Even at one day.
Yeah, everything. Everything. Everything will go there. And you only cannot go and sit there because you have to do puja. You know? And afterwards you also do namaskaram. So, just to make a gross mind appreciate what is here is only Bhagavan. There is no second thing other than Bhagavan. How to make children understand? How to make a raw-headed or gross-minded person appreciate the subtle fact? It has to be, ingrained. So from childhood they'll teach every Navaratri. Navaratri means 9 days of this time, the autumnal puja time. They keep exclusively for worshipping. Amazing. So that's what, and the chants also are very powerful and very good. Very powerful means what? It holds attention. If you know the meaning, you are with that. Very nice. So that is the thing. So we had, and it's going to be over on Monday. Monday is going to be the full moon. And today is the 13th day. Actually, the 9 day celebration is important. Days are over. The 10th day is called the actually Vijayadashami day, means the 10th day of victory. The day of victory is called Vijayadashami. What is victory? The absolute victory is one having, recognize one's identity with Paramatma. That is the absolute victory. There is no victory other than, becoming victorious over one's own self, not anything, one's own mind, isn't it? Becoming free from the hold of the mind, the Rakshasa, okay, Pishacha. No, Pishacha? I don't know what, Pishacha. Pishachaha is some sort of evil, okay, thing. We know what you call it. This Pishachaha, mind here, all these emotions and thoughts, we are caught up by this, isn't it? So, cognitively freeing one's, physically you cannot undo the mind. Physically you cannot drop or destroy the mind. But you can cognitively, one has to free oneself from the mind. Because freedom from the hold of the mind, hold of thoughts, okay, all wrong notions. Just, that is what freedom, mukti. And that mukti is what absolute victory. Victory, you know, over one's own self, one's own mind. That is called as Vijayadashami, 10th day actually. So this celebration, and after that, until full moon, all now, no, as a free person celebrate, thankful to Bhagavan and all that. So today is the 13th and tomorrow 14th, and then full moon, Monday, and again we'll go back to our again regular routine work, we will start. So because it's a Saturday, it's very auspicious to do the Mrityunjaya Mantra Japa. Okay? Mrityunjaya Mantra is very, very auspicious. Today, when you get back home, 4 o'clock, in your houses, you light the candle, or if you lamp, or if you don't want to light anything, you're scared of lighting it, at least sit quietly in one place, and then think of Ganga, take a small cup of water, visualize, think of your Ganga, and then pray to Ganga. Then just take one drop, very cold, so just one drop, sprinkle on you. Thereafter you can do your Mrityunjaya Mantra Japa. Okay, 4:30 to 6 is very auspicious time. You can do it today at home. Okay, you all know that. No, it's very good times to do that. 4:30, even 6:30, until 6:30. Very good time. Okay? You can start after 4:30. Even 5, then finish it before 6:30. 108 times. I'm not forcing you, just informing you, it's very good to do. Shani Pradosham. You can say, Om Hrim Namah Shivaya. Om Trambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam. Urvarukamiva bandhanan mrityor mukshiyamamrutaat. Om Hrim Namah Shivaya. Om Trambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam. Urvarukamiva bandhanan mrityor mukshiyamamrutaat. Om Hrim Namah Shivaya. Om Trambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam. Urvarukamiva bandhanan mrityor mukshiyamamrutaat.